Unity State Security Advisor Stephen Salam says government forces launched military operations targeting bases of the rebel South Sudan People's Army in Mayom County and killed at least 10 rebel fighters.
The forces which were being sent by the government to follow the attackers, and then they pawned them in a place called Bonwir, and they fought with them. Yeah, there are casualties from the side of enemy. 10 were killed in the side of rebel. And now in the side of government, only 4 soldiers were killed.
Salam says government forces are continuing to pursue rebel fighters in all of the hideouts around Unity State.
The forces are still striking them where they go to. There is run to side of Majungnon, divinely in the Tuch, yes, county, and the government is still talk to them. Those who run to the government side, because Tuch is in their government side, not the rebel place. If they run there, we have a need of them to turn them back to Unity State.
Luke Gatiek, Press Secretary in the office of South Sudan People's Army leader Gerald Stephen Boy, confirms government forces attacked the rebel group's positions but disputes the number of rebel fighters killed.
The regime forces and its allied militias launched a coordinated attack from both Barangazal and Unity State yesterday on our location at a place called Manyang, on the border of Tuch County, Barangazal and Mayam County. Unity State on our side, 7 people got killed and 5 wounded. On regime side, we found 12 dead on the ground, including 1 major and 1 captain.
UNMISS spokesperson Linda Tom condemns the ongoing fighting in Mayom County.
We are concerned about reports of continued violence in Mayom County, where the situation continues to be tense and unpredictable. UNMISS will continue to monitor the situation closely in line with our mandate to protect civilians and build durable peace.
Tom has called on all armed groups to lay down their weapons and join peace efforts.
This is the only way to break the cycles of violence and revenge killings and pave the way towards durable and sustainable peace. Government interventions and conflict hotspots are also needed to de-escalate violence. And in the months ahead, we also call on all parties to demonstrate a sense of urgency and political will to take all necessary steps to fully implement the peace agreement.
Fighting erupted in Unity State last week when a new group of rebels loyal to Renegade General Stephen Boy of the South Sudan People's Army attacked Mayom County headquarters, killing Commissioner James Joel Galwak and 11 others. Gerald Boy told this program the attack was motivated by revenge after a pro-government militia under the command of the late Galwak attacked the opposition in a place called Bong. For VOA News, I am Deng Gai Deng in Bor.